off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, plays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. As the calendar is about to flip to a new year, the Morehead State basketball schedule is flipping to a new chapter today as the Eagles open Ohio Valley Conference play in a women's men's doubleheader at Southeast Missouri State. Hi and happy new year, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Wes Holland. MSU's women are 5-6 during the non-conference portion of their schedule, and they're coming off of an 83-28 beatdown of Davis and Elkins College. But that last outing was nearly 2 weeks ago. SEMO's Redhawks, meanwhile, have stumbled to a 3-9 start to the year, and they were steamrolled by Southern Indiana 75-37 in their OVC opener Friday night at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. In what's shaping up to be a wide-open battle for the OVC crown, MSU would love to start league play today with its first road win of the season. After this two-minute break, we'll talk with Coach Kayla Petrie. So stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the Ohio Valley Conference basketball season. Morehead State taking on Southeast Missouri in a doubleheader. And we're joined now by MSU women's basketball coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, it's been a little while.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yeah.
Too early to say that? I mean,
Nope.
Yeah, tomorrow.
New Year's Eve,
right?
Exactly. So how was your Christmas?
It was great. Went to Texas, saw the family. Lots of fun, all the babies and grandparents and all that stuff. So lots of fun.
as far as the team, are they back and settled in and ready to go?
Yep, we came back on the night of the 26th, and first few days we spent really focusing on us, and then the last few days we've kind of been prepping for SEMO, and so everybody's healthy and all that good stuff, so we're ready to go.
Kind of an awkward situation. I think you're the only OVC team that did not play.
Everyone else has played two
right,
games.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been a pretty long layoff.
Yeah, I guess almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. So is that a concern for you?
Well, I was trying to be positive until you brought it up. So, no, I think it was good. Like, it's where it's going to be a concern that is the second time around mm-hmm. when we need a bye.
Yeah.
And we don't really get it. Like, yeah. But because of the long layoff, like, if we would have came back on the 26th, like, Little Rock played on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Little Rock and Tennessee Tech,
yeah.
And then Martin and Tennessee State, they played. And so, coming back, you either have to cut into Christmas time, because I feel bad already making them leave the day after
yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
But I think it's been good for us. We've had good practices and good focus. So, we're going to look at it the best we can.
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think, you know, maybe a little bit of rust early, but I think that extra rest might be a good thing.
Right. We played 11 games.
11. Yep.
Yeah. 11 games in, or 9 games in November.
9 in November, 11 non-conference.
Right.
Total.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's talk just a little bit about this game. I mean, obviously, with the transfer portal, every team kind of has a new look from year to year. But this is a SEMO team that knocked you out of the OVC tournament last year. Are you looking at this as sort of a potential revenge game, or does that even come into play?
Well, I'm always looking for an edge. You know, we played them. They haven't really talked about, the returners haven't really talked about the OVC game. They've talked about when the first game of the year, SEMO came here and we were up and we were playing great, and then they just went off in the, if you remember, the
yeah.
fourth quarter, scored like 30 points
yeah.
and 16 of 18 free throws in the fourth quarter,
right.
Things like that. That's been brought up. You know, it was close at their place. And then when we went to the OVC tournament, it was just a complete blowout. And I don't know if that was us just on our last legs because of fatigue and injury, or the high from the win the day before. And obviously not taking anything away from SEMO.
Right.
They continued to improve the entire year.
Yeah.
But I think if you remember, V had lost her auntie, and
right.
she got told about 5 minutes before tip.
Yep.
And so that really kind of shook her, obviously, shook
yep.
her up and shook the team up to see her inconsolable before the game. And so she's mentioned, her aunt's name is Juju, and so this is the Juju game, she said. So Gillette was her name. And so V's going to be playing for her today.
Awesome. Awesome. Any New Year's resolutions?
Just win, baby.
My resolution is to call more winning college basketball.
Oh, I love it.
So
I love it.
Let's work together.
I like it.
All
make
right.
us look good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Coach Kayla Petrie, we'll have more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room, and comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore, the local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Line-X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Moorhead wishes you a happy and prosperous new year.
Welcome back as Moorhead State gets set to kick off the Ohio Valley Conference portion of its 2023-24 season. And the women will kick things off first, or tip things off first, to use the proper sports vernacular. Let's take a look at the two teams facing off today at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. We'll start with the homestanding Southeast Missouri Redhawks. They've stumbled to a 3-9 start on the year. They lost their OVC opener 75-37 to Southern Indiana on Friday. Four guards and a forward in their starting lineup today, led by Jalea Green, their leading scorer and a first-team All-OVC preseason pick, a 5'10 junior from Westville, Missouri. Wentzville, Missouri, 14.5 points, 4.4 rebounds a game. Alicia Doyle, one of the other guards, a 5'8 sophomore from Heron, Illinois, averaging a dozen markers and 2.2 boards per game. Kylie Flowers, also a guard at 5'7 junior from Raymore, Missouri, 4.5 points, 3 boards, and 2.5 steals per outing. India Bowen, the fourth guard, a 5'9 freshman from Nesbitt, Mississippi, averaging 7 points and about 1.5 rebounds a game. And the forward is Julia Sion, a 6'2 senior from Port Arthur, Texas, coming in with 5 points and 2.5 caroms per game. Rika Patterson's in her ninth season at the SEMO helm. She's 120 and 131 in that span. Moorhead State off to a 5-6 start after non-conference play. And they will be starting three guards and two forwards today. Veronica Charles will run the point to start things out, a 5'4 senior from Benaway State, Nigeria, averaging 11 points, 3.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals an outing. Melissa Sacchiaroli, one of the other guards, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France. She's averaging 9.7 points and 1.7 rebounds a game. Matilda Soderlund getting her second straight start, coming off of a career-high 24 points against Davis and Elkins. She's a 5'6 junior from Stockholm, Sweden, 6.7 points and 1 carom a game. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King will be on the front line. Haley, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 9.3 points, 4.3 boards a game. And King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, averaging 5.7 points and 8.8 rebounds per game, which is tops on the MSU roster and second in the OVC. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm, where she's 17-53. SEMO leads the series 19-16. These two teams last met in last season's OVC tournament, where the Redhawks had their way with Moorhead State 77-38. The officials today, Timothy Hackett, Jessica Fortner, and Colin Thiel. We'll take a break, come back, and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Moorhead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back. Moorhead State in Southeast Missouri getting set to square off in an OVC women's basketball tilt. Before we look at our pregame keys, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, joined now by my partner and good buddy, Wes Holland. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy almost New Year to you, Tom Lewis.
Let's talk a little bit about some keys to this game as we creep up on time for opening tip. For Moorhead State, I think handling pressure and attacking early will be big.
Yeah, one thing that we're probably going to see a lot of today is even on a made shot, you're going to see a 1-3-1. A lot of trapping out of SEMO. They're very aggressive, super intense on the closeouts. That's difficult. Even on a missed shot, you're going to see half pressure. So Moorhead State is going to have to get the ball up the floor quick. But more importantly, they've got to start their offense early. They cannot let them get set. That pressure, that trap, even in the half court, is nasty from SEMO.
And then I think another key for Moorhead State, they've got to crash the boards, as they've done pretty well so far this season, but not foul in the process.
Yeah, it's been a strong point, obviously. Going into OPC play, that's going to be even more important. All the games count just a little bit more now. But you're right, the don't foul part is huge because SEMO, again, aggressive, attacking. They're going to go to the rim. You've got to make sure you're not giving them free points at the line, because if not, they really have to rely on that transition.
Mm-hmm. And just to accentuate the importance of rebounding, coming into this game, Moorhead State's rebounding margin plus 5.6 per game, Southeast Missouri at negative 6.5. So about an 11, almost 12 rebound switch or advantage for Moorhead State as far as game to game there.
Yeah, net 11 is a really big deal. And then when you flip that script onto the defense we were talking about, you've got a plus 4 net on turnovers for SEMO. So that's that high pressure, quick, in-your-face defense.
And then for SEMO, fast and slow.
Fast and slow, Tom. You got it. So they got to speed it up on offense. They need to get down the court. They've got to transition. That's where they're going to get easy buckets. Their half-court offense has not been really up to par this year. So they got to get those freebies, those easy ones. And then on the defensive side, they got to slow it down. Rika Patterson, I was talking to you earlier, spent some time with her actually during some tournaments I was coaching at this summer. And she's got a great defensive philosophy. If her players get set and they have you in front of them, it becomes really, really difficult to score. So they want that. They need to slow that down on defense while getting some speed on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's something Southern Indiana did really well Friday night in their opener against Southeast Missouri. They did move the ball really well. They were patient on offense, but only to a certain extent, did a really good job of moving the ball, reversing the floor, and kind of caught SEMO flat-footed. So, yeah, keeping them off-balance defensively is a huge, huge factor today. Starting lineups being introduced at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. Southeast Missouri will be wearing their home whites with red numbers and red and black trim. And Moorhead State wearing the road blues with gold numbers and the traditional MSU gold and white trim, along with those blue jerseys and shorts. Again, we'll look quickly back at the starting lineups for Southeast Missouri. Jalea Green, Alicia Doyle, Kylie Flowers, and India Bowen will be the four starting guards, and Julia Sion will be the lone forward in that starting lineup. Moorhead State, three guards and two forwards, Veronica Charles, Melissa Secchiaroli, and Matilda Soderlund in the backcourt, Haley Rhodes and Blessing King on that front line.
And boy, Green and Doyle, both very, very tough on the outside. And you got 5'9", 5'10", with guard skills, guard handles. That's a tough matchup for anybody.
Yeah, and Green, as we mentioned, a first-team All-OVC pick in the preseason. She is definitely an offensive weapon. Doyle, we talk about the mid-range game being a lost art to an extent. Alicia Doyle is bucking that trend. She, three-tier scorer, she's definitely a mid-range scorer and a threat from that 15 to 18-foot range. So look for her to try to attack from there.
Quick release, quick pull-up, mm-hmm. Even a hand in the face. You've got to be real early in that mid-range against her.
Teams have taken the floor. We're just about set for tip-off from the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. Again, happy New Year's Eve to you, and thank you for spending part of it with us here along the ESN as Morehead State tips off its 2023-24 Ohio Valley Conference slate. Lead official Timothy Hackett just about to step into the center circle to put the ball in the air. Blessing King and Julia Sion will be jumping for the opening tip. And Southeast Missouri will come away with it as Green tracks it down near midcourt, gives it to Flowers. She stops top of the key to Green just outside the arc straight away. Back to Flowers. She'll dribble it around the top of the arc to the right side near the hash. Now crosses over, gets around Soderlund, drives the lane, scoops it up off the glass and through, and Southeast Missouri takes the early 2-0 lead.
We're seeing man-to-man defense early from Morehead State, and missed the switch. Missed the switch on that one.
And you mentioned it. Expect full court pressure early, and we were already seeing it. Morehead State up to the task as they break the press, get it into the front court. Haley Rhodes to Veronica Charles, high left. Couple of bounces back to Rhodes at the top of the arc. Stops at the left elbow. Back out to Veronica Charles, a straightaway three. Off to the left, no good. Barely touched iron, and Kylie Flowers tracks down the board for SEMO. She'll come the other way in a hurry. Kicks it far corner to Bowen. Drives in a little bit to Melissa Secchiaroli, who cuts her off on the angle. Out to Flowers, who floats it down low to Sion. Turnaround move against Blessing King, and she'll put it up and in with the left hand. 4-0 Southeast Missouri. Again, full court pressure. Rhodes gets it to Charles, who gets across the division line, works it to the right side, and now rotates back up the arc and lofts it over to Soderlund, high left, back out to Charles. She floats it to Rhodes at the free throw line, drives right side of the lane, gets double teamed, and a tie up, and Morehead State will keep possession on the alternating arrow.
And you know Coach Petrie cannot be happy with this. So far, they're doing exactly what they can't do, which is they're just kind of backing it up and resetting it and letting SEMO get in position.
Charles will trigger the inbound from the baseline far side, floats it out top to Soderlund, drives into the lane, kicks it to Melissa Secchiaroli, a right wing three-pointer, dances high off the neck of the iron, no good, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound. And that will go against Southeast Missouri's Jalea Green, her first, the first of the game on either team. Morehead State will inbound on the baseline, near side. Charles triggers, floats it into Soderlund, high left, one dribble to Secchiaroli on the left wing. Bounce pass to Haley Rhodes at the free throw line, drives the lane. Shot attempt is partially blocked, but Jalea Green just picked up her second quick personal foul, and that is huge. Their best player already with two fouls, and we've only played about a minute and 40 seconds in this game, Wes.
Absolutely, but how great. Let's give credit to Haley Rhodes there. I mean, a quick turnaround and attack of the basket. I love seeing her play aggressive like that.
We've seen that a little bit more out of her of late. Has really become an effective weapon on that low post, especially with the left hand. She went right hand there and couldn't get the basket, but did get the foul. And so Haley at the free throw line, first one up, rolls and falls.
But to your point, couple minutes into the game, Green already on the bench. That is definitely advantage Morehead State.
Absolutely. Haley spins the ball in her hand, puts it up. This one's right on the money, and it's 4-2 Southeast Missouri. Morehead State will flash some full court pressure. Katie Novick into the game for MSU, the freshman guard out of Belarus. Kylie Flowers with the basketball for SEMO. Comes around a high screen from Michaela Mayfield. Dishes to Sion on the low block. Misses the layup attempt off the back of the iron. Morehead State rebound to Rhodes. Gives it up to Charles, who dribbles into the front court. Gives to Secchiaroli, right back to Charles. Back to Secchiaroli, high right side. Novick now directing traffic. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Gets cut off on the angle. Back out to Haley Rhodes, around to Charles. Nine to shoot as Charles stops at the left elbow. Bounce pass to Michaela Hall near the left corner. Cross court to Secchiaroli. Heaves about a 35-foot three-pointer. I think she thought the shot clock was down a little further than it was. That was a desperation heave. That's an air ball out of bounds.
That's from the bench.
Yeah. Outside the arc. Or, excuse me, outside the hash mark. So full court pressure from MSU as Southeast Missouri tries to come 94 feet. Alicia Doyle, bounce pass nearly picked off at midcourt, but corralled by Flowers. Gets cut off trying to drive left side of the lane. Tries again, and she's fouled by Haley Rhodes. trying to stop the penetration. That's the first foul on any Morehead State player here so far. Flowers will trigger the inbound baseline, floats it out top to Mayfield. Bounce pass now to Doyle at the right elbow. Drives in against Charles, kicks out to Flowers. Thought about the three. Backs up, foot on the line, missed short, but the offensive rebound and put back is good by Doyle. And SEMO increases its lead back to 4-6-2. Again, full court pressure. Morehead State handles it well. Charles into the front court, floats it far corner to Sekiaroli. Back out to Charles. Around to Novick, to Haley Rhodes just inside the key. Back out to Novick outside the arc. We've got a collision and an illegal screen, and I believe that's going to be on Haley Rhodes, and that's her second already.
Boy, a lot of contact early in this one.
Yep. So Rhodes will go to the bench, and Soderlund will check back in for the Eagles. Doyle will trigger the inbound. Morehead State will drop back into the half court defensively this time. And Kylie Flowers will slowly walk it ahead through the Red Hawk logo at midcourt. Picked up by Soderlund. Man-to-man defense by MSU. To Deja Richmond, the freshman into the game for Southeast Missouri. And a whistle and a foul. And this will go on Morehead State's Veronica Charles. Her first, team's third. Richmond will trigger the inbound baseline, finds Michaela Mayfield cutting at the block, and she gets the easy lay-in to make it an 8-2 SEMO advantage.
High percentage shots, every single one of them so far, Tom, from SEMO.
Morehead State throws over the top of the full court pressure. Veronica Charles now has it right side, back out to Katie Novick, and we've got another whistle and a foul away from the ball. That will go on SEMO's Julia Sion. That's her first and the team's third here in the first quarter. Eagle ball. Katie Novick to trigger from the baseline on the far side of the basket. Looking, gets it into Michaela Hall, but before the inbounds pass, Hall will be called for a personal foul. And that's her first, team's fourth.
Whew, did not see that one.
No, I did not either. So Kylie Flowers will walk it across the midcourt stripe, angles to the right, gives it up to Doyle. Now to Michaela Mayfield at the top of the arc, around to Sion. Make that Bowen. Turnaround in the lane is good. Actually, that's Richmond. Turnaround in the lane is good, and she's fouled.
With an and one.
Yes. So Richmond will get the and one opportunity after Melissa Sekiaroli's whistled for her first personal foul. Richmond and Bowen have been a nice freshman tandem in the SEMO backcourt.
And we talked about it on the way into this game. They were going to attack the rim, mm-hmm. And they have every single possession so far, Tom.
Give Richmond the and one and give SEMO an 8-point lead now, 10-2, 6 minutes to play opening quarter. Veronica Charles, jump stop at the free throw line, back out to Novick now. Angles to the left, picks up her dribble, goes to Skylar Barnes. She'll drive left baseline and is called for a travel. I thought she got bumped, Wes.
Boy, she took a lot of contact on that, and it was mid-air contact, which is why I was a little surprised to see the travel called.
Kylie Flowers dribbles into the front court, gives it up to Mayfield out top. To Doyle, to Abigail Stevens, who's on the floor for the first time, steps into a three-pointer off the mark. Novick the rebound. Here come Morehead State in transition. Novick's pass to Hall. Hall lays it up and in. 11-4 now, SEMO. Red Hawks break the Morehead State full-court pressure. Flowers gives it up to Stevens. Left wing to Doyle. A lot of contact, and I believe Veronica Charles just picked up her second personal foul, and she did. Tried to jump the route for the steal and got too much body.
Well, and it looked like the original tip on the ball was not what got the foul called. It was the follow-through where she pushed her from behind. It's a tough call, but probably the right one, actually, on that, because they didn't call it on the touch of the ball.
That will put Alicia Doyle back at the free-throw line for Southeast Missouri.
Boy, we're in bonus early, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Still haven't even reached our first media timeout. So Alicia Doyle, an 82% free throw shooter, gets the first one to do a jig and then falls. 12-4 Southeast Missouri. As a team, SEMO shooting just shy of 75% from the line. That's solid. Doyle's second is in the air and also rolls and falls.
There's a whole lot of rim. You might as well use it, right? She's done that twice.
So it's a 13-4 SEMO advantage. And again, the Red Hawks will extend the defensive pressure. Paris McBride onto the floor for Morehead State for the first time. 5'6 redshirt junior from Richmond, Virginia. She and Novick work to get it across midcourt. Pass to Soderlund off the mark with a right wing three, but a good offensive rebound by Morehead State's Novick. To Soderlund, out to McBride, to Novick near the right corner. Her entry pass is picked off and stolen. Here comes Flowers the other way. Finds Richmond on the left side, out to Flowers, to Mayfield just outside top of the arc. She underhands it back to Flowers, who directs traffic. Crossover dribble around McBride. Kicks it to Stevens, high left. Now to Barton, who's on the floor for the first time. Bounce pass out to Stevens, around to Flowers. Three-pointer with 6 seconds to shoot. Barely grazed the net, but the rebound saved back in bounds. Stevens' shot is no good, and then a fight for the rebound. And a foul is going to be called on Deja Richmond of Southeast Missouri, trying to get to the rebound. And that will take us to our first media timeout. 4:27 to play in Cape Girardeau, and the Red Hawks of Southeast Missouri have jumped out to a 13-4 lead on Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
There's just something about home, especially around the holidays. Whether it's pulling in your driveway at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting with your family by the fireplace and the Christmas tree, there's no place like home. Thank you for helping make this region and the communities we serve home to us. Likewise, we hope that each time that you walk in the door of one of our locations and are greeted by familiar faces, that you too have a sense of home. Merry Christmas from the Hinton Mills team and our families. Your friends at home.
The year may be coming to an end, but the savings just beginning at Allen's IG in downtown Morehead. The value pack of Our Family Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast is just $1.99 a pound. The large 52-ounce jug of Tropicana orange juice is only $3.99. And the fresh ripe avocados are just a dollar. Great prices, wide selections, friendly service, and always excellent quality. It's Allen's IGA way of doing business all year long.
Well, the OVC portion of the Morehead State women's basketball schedule off to a bit of a shaky start in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and MSU down 13-4 to the Southeast Missouri Redhawks. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, so far, Southeast Missouri shooting lights out, 5 of 10, 50%, and the Redhawks have not turned the ball over once so far.
Well, and that comes down to the quality of shots you take, and we mentioned that to start the game. They are at the rim, point blank, every single possession, with the exception of one or two.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Morehead State basketball. Skylar Barnes kicks it out to McBride, who gives it up with a chest pass to Novick between the circles. She'll try to penetrate, Euro step, and then another Euro step, and you can't do that. And that's travel.
Oh, they only give you one nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you got two Euros.
Nope. Nope, the currency rate, €1 is all that's allowed.
The exchange.
The exchange. So the fifth turnover of the game so far for Morehead State gives it back to Simo. Barton holds over her head, gives it up to Cyan at the left elbow, kicks it across to India Bowen, to Stevens, who gives it up to Richmond. Bullet pass underneath, way too strong. I believe it was Cyan that was under there, the intended target. And Richmond's pass, too much mustard, and that's the first turnover of the day against Simo.
These are incredibly critical, Mats, right now. You've got Doyle and Green both on the bench. Should be able to play good defense.
So, Novick, catch-and-shoot three-pointer left wing. Off the iron, no good. Richmond, the rebound, tries to throw over top of the Morehead State transition defense and does. As she catches India Bowen in stride, she lays it up and in, and it's a double-digit lead now for the Redhawks, 15-4.
What a great outlet pass on that one.
Novick stops just inside the key, kicks it to Barnes. Left wing three-pointer off the back of the iron, no. And Barton, the rebound. She'll bring it the other way herself up the right side. Gives it to Stevens. Steps into a three-pointer high right. Rims out, no good. McBride, the rebound. Ahead to Barnes up the left side for Morehead State. She'll slow it up. Back out to McBride, who gives it to Novick. Floats to the left near the hash. Crossover dribble. Now to Barnes. Out to Jaden Rhodes, who finds McBride on the right wing. 10 to shoot. And a whistle and a foul call on Simo. That will go against India Bowen. And that is her first.
And here's an unfortunate Whitaker bank by the number, Tom. 1 out of 7 on field goals. 0 for 6 on 3 for Morehead State University right now. That is 14% shooting.
And the Eagles have gone 2 minutes 47 seconds without a field goal. Chance to put points on the board, though, as the Eagles are now in the bonus, and Paris McBride will toe the line for the Eagles. First one is right on the money. And it's now 15-5, Southeast Missouri. Morehead State trying to whittle the lead back down to single digits as McBride prepares for her second free throw. This one's also perfect. 15-6, Redhawks. Morehead State will play half-court man-to-man as Richmond brings it into the front court, gives it to Barton, out to Bowen, back to Barton, to Bowen, left wing to Richmond, floats it low block to Cyan, to Stevens in the lane, found Barton cutting off the right side, and I believe they're going to wave that off. They're calling an offensive foul on Julius Cyan. Actually make that on Barton as she was trying to make her move. First foul on Barton.
It was interesting to see that. That was actually a matchup zone on that defensive possession. Not something that you see MSU play very often.
No. Southern Indiana played zone a fair amount Friday night against Simo and had a lot of success with that. So we'll see if Morehead State maybe gives it a little more play than they typically do. That foul was on Barton. And it puts Katie Novick at the line for Morehead State. Her first free throw up and right on the money. Novick came in shooting about 67% from the stripe. Second free throw, too short off the front of the iron, and Stevens the defensive rebound. Gets it to Richmond. Ahead to Alicia Doyle back on the floor. Her floater near the low block is too strong, and here comes Paris McBride. Loses her footing, trying to get the ball back. There's a scrum on the floor, and we've got a whistle. Let's see if it's a foul or a tie-up. I believe it's a jump ball, and if so, Simo's going to get it.
Little bit more rugby than basketball on that last 10 seconds there.
And Jalea Green with those two personal fouls back on the floor for Southeast Missouri.
Let's see how they set up on defense. What gives it away is when Simo runs somebody through the zone, you'll notice there's a defender by themselves on one of the wings without a player.
Doyle left wing out top to Richmond. Now Barton will try a right wing three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good. Cyan went up for the offensive rebound, and she was tied up. Southeast Missouri trying to get some clarification from the bench on exactly what happened there, but Morehead State's going to get it on the alternating possession. Didn't see who tied her up, but it was nicely done. Veronica Charles inbounded the ball, rolled it on the floor. Katie Novick just about went into the front court. And Charles is like, I can't take my own inbounds pass. You've got to get that basketball. Now Charles, right side, pull-up jumper near the right baseline. 14-footer is good. Talking about a mid-range game. Nicely done there by Veronica Charles to make it a 15-9 game. SEMO's lead and ball. Barton out top to Richmond. One bounce and then a bounce pass into the lane to Mayfield, but she's stripped from behind by Blessing King. Gives it up to Veronica Charles. Works the right sideline. Out to Seki Aroli. Now to Novick, who will float down the arc to the left. Guarded by Barton out top. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone. Soderlund gets it. Left corner three. Off the back of the iron, no, and Science guys for the rebound. Here comes Southeast Missouri. Richmond gives it up to Barton. Floats it to Mayfield at the left elbow. She'll drive into the lane against King. Gets cut off. Bounce pass back out to Richmond. Takes it to the free throw line, but we've got a whistle and a 3-second violation on Southeast Missouri.
They've created a little bit of chaos there in the SEMO offense with this switch on defense. You know, we saw three early offensive rebounds coming from the weak side, and this defense, the way they've got set up now, allows somebody to always be on the weak side to prevent that, to block that person out.
Novick crosses midcourt for Morehead State, angles to the right, underhands it to Charles, who dribbles out between the circles, back to Novick near the right hash. Puts it on the floor with the left hand, stops top of the key, kicks to Seki Aroli right wing, fakes the three, penetrates, gives it up to King, out to Novick, straightaway three, off to the left, no good, and the rebound to Alicia Doyle of Southeast Missouri. She'll come the other way up the left side into the front court, and then backs it out into the logo to set the offense. Shot clock off, 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Now she'll angle to the right, gives to Flowers, back to Doyle. Six to play to Barton on the left wing. Puts one up. It's no good, and she's fouled. An unnecessary foul by Morehead State as Barton was off balance with that jumper from about 18 feet, and she'll get two free throws. That foul will go against Katie Novick.
Again, sometimes I don't like being right in those in our pregame notes, yep, but that has proven so true. Those fouls on the shots, giving them free baskets, at least half of those are not going in.
Right.
Right? If you just let them take it, at least half of them aren't going in.
Barton on the mark with the first free throw.
That one's probably questionable, though, in fairness to V.
Yeah.
That one. She was
probably
under a little bit.
Go. Deep knee bend by Barton. Second free throw up. Rolls in and out. No. Skylar Barnes the rebound for Morehead State, and pass ahead to Novick, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. 10 minutes in the books at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, and it's Southeast Missouri leading Morehead State 16-9. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, if you're a Moorhead State women's basketball fan, the good news is Southeast Missouri has made only one of its last seven field goal tries and no field goals in the last 307. The bad news is Moorhead State has only two made field goals, period, through one quarter of play, and Moorhead State trails Southeast Missouri 16-9 as we get ready for the second quarter. That Whitaker Bank by the numbers look for you. Tom and Wes with you, and Wes, Moorhead State's got to find something on the offensive end.
Oh, man, 0 for 8 on threes, 2 of 10 overall on field goals. You've got one offensive rebound. You're not creating that way, which has been a good source of offense for the Eagles so far this year. They've just got to get in that offense earlier. I cannot stress that enough.
SEMO basketball as we start the second quarter. Kylie Flowers with the right-handed dribble. Gives it up to Cyan, around to the right wing to Doyle. Comes around a screen from Doyle. Tried to go up for a shot, had the ball stripped away, and a steal for Moorhead State. Sekiaroli to Charles. Ahead to Blessing, or make that Skylar Barnes. She'll pass it to Sekiaroli. Stops inside the key. Tried to find the cutting King. Couldn't corral it. Tracked it down to Novick. Back out to Barnes. Drives the lane. Scoops with the left hand off the window and through. And it's a 16-11 SEMO advantage.
Very intentional effort by the Eagles to get to the rim that time. Mm-hmm. What we need to see more of.
Barton, bounce pass to Alicia Doyle, bounces it back to Barton, high right, to Cyan on the left point. To Doyle, now to Stevens at the top of the arc, to Barton. She'll step into a three, it's an air ball, and Barnes, the rebound for Moorhead State, will bring it the other way.
Boy, Barton missed the next pass, wide open in the corner was Flowers.
Veronica Charles will take it into the lane. Kicks it near side to Barnes for a three-pointer. Rims in and out, no good. Looked like it was going to go, but Flowers goes up for the rebound. Ahead to Doyle. Didn't catch the pass, but it pinballed right back to Flowers. Around to Cyan, now Barton at the left hash. Floats to the top of the key. Over to Flowers, out to Stevens. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And it's 19-11, SEMO. 8:15 to play, second quarter. Novick across midcourt. To the right hash, now floats down into the lane. Floater off the window and through. Katie Novick, good penetration after that hesitation, and it's 19-13, SEMO. Barton with the basketball. One-handed pass to Doyle on the right wing. Gets around Novick. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Rims in and out. And Barnes the rebound for Moorhead State to Charles in transition. Hesitated and picked up the foul from Stevens, and I believe Charles will get free throws here.
Last couple of possessions, one on transition, one on early offense before the defense got set. It's amazing how that's working, right? They're yep. getting right to the rim.
Moorhead State had two field goals in the first quarter. They already have two here in the second, and we've only played to the 7:46 mark. So Veronica Charles, the Nigerian nightmare, Moorhead State's leading scorer, just under 11 points a game. 82% free throw shooter, gets the first to fall. Looking at the replay, she did a nice job of hesitating to make sure she drew the contact from Stevens before that shot attempt. Second free throw, perfect. 19-15, the SEMO lead down to four. Flowers will split the center circle, comes into the front court to Doyle on the left wing, back out to Flowers. Right back to Doyle, guarded closely by Charles. Skip pass to Bowen, tried to drive the baseline but got cut off. Ball deflected away by Sekiaroli and taken by Rhodes. Tried to pass over top of the defense, it's off the mark and saved inbounds by SEMO. Here they come. Flowers. Kicks it far side to Green, and she'll put the three-pointer through from the left wing. And it's 22-15. Lead balloons back out to 7. Charles to McBride. Over to Novick on the left point. To Rhodes. Left side, inside the arc. Tries to drive baseline against Green with 2 fouls. Puts it up and through as Green had to let her go to be careful not to pick up foul number 3.
Good realization by Haley on that one. No, I'm being guarded by somebody that can't foul.
22-17, Red Hawk lead and the leather. Bowen floats it out to Flowers between the rings. Around to Doyle. Bounce pass into the corner to Green on the far side to Mayfield. Step back 16-footer from the free throw line. No good. Doyle crashed in for the rebound and a foul coming up on Morehead State. Paris McBride is going to be called for undercutting Doyle on that rebound attempt. I don't know about that.
I hope they show us a replay of that one. I will say in full speed, I did not notice it. Doesn't look like we're going to get one, though.
Nope.
The world may never know on that foul.
Richmond will inbound, floats it out top to Green. She'll take a three-pointer from about 24 feet. No good. Long rebound taken in by King. Here comes Novick up the left side. Takes it into the lane. Euro step. Scoops with the left hand off the window and in.
Two words. Early offense, right? Yep. Either it's transition or it's quick.
Don't let them get set up defensively. And another turnover, I think, on Southeast Missouri. Good hands defensively. It may have been Novick that poked the ball away, and it went off of the SEMO player here on the near side out of bounds. And so Southeast Missouri, after taking very good care of the basketball early, up to 8 turnovers in this game. They didn't have a single turnover at the media timeout in the first quarter.
This defense that they're running, MSU that is really giving them fits. They are not prepared for that.
Eagle basketball. MSU has made its last 3 field goal tries. Charles kicks to Soderlund in the right corner, dribbles on the right angle, out to Seki Aroli, to Soderlund. Out top to Haley Rhodes, jab step, now kicks it to Soderlund. Back to Rhodes near the right corner, guarded by Richmond, and a blocking foul as Haley Rhodes tried to get around Richmond, and Richmond called for the personal.
And something incredibly unusual we just saw was that hesitation from Seki Aroli on that 3. She had a good 5 or 6 feet from that defender when she caught the ball. Ordinarily, that's going up. But she's, as Matt Schaefer pointed out to us a few minutes ago, she's 4 of 26 from three-point range in the last 4 games.
Wow.
So you're starting to see a little of that hesitation from Mel.
Yeah. Soderlund with the basketball. Gives it up to McBride near the right hash outside the arc. Stops top of the key. Back to Soderlund. Catch and shoot 3 on the left wing off the neck of the iron. Pinball on the rebound. Comes out to Soderlund. To Seki Aroli around to Paris McBride on the left wing. Gets around one defender. Gets picked up by another and gets it out to King. Now to Haley Rhodes. Takes it into the lane. Kicks out to McBride with 7 to shoot. Cut off on the angle. Out to Seki Aroli. Ducks up and under. And we've got a whistle and a foul coming up on India Bowen. That will be Bowen's 2nd personal foul. And the 3rd of the quarter on the Red Hawks.
Now, Mel was grabbing her face.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if they're going to look. It doesn't look like they are going to go look to see if that was...
Melissa Seki Aroli will go to the free throw line here for 2 shots. Seki Aroli, only a 50% free throw shooter on the year, 7 of 14 coming into this game. First one up, rolls around, and will not go. This is still a 3-point game. Seki Aroli could cut it to 2 with this free throw, and does as it bounces around and falls.
Rams are getting a workout today.
Yeah, they
Tom.
Are. Both ends.
Yeah, interesting to watch when they come back down. This is going to change substitution patterns for MSU because this defense they are running now, where they have to close out on open players quickly, is exhausting.
Barton. Out to Flowers, to the free throw line to Cyan. Her pass deflected away by Seki Aroli, but corralled by Doyle. Out to Flowers, back to Doyle on the left wing. Cross court pass to Green on the baseline. Gets around Jaden Rhodes, kicks far side to Doyle. Bounce pass to Green in the corner. Passes out of a double team out to Flowers at the left hash. Gets it to Barton. Left point three-pointer, way too strong, and Secchi Aroli, the backside rebound. Gets it to McBride, back to Secchi Aroli, right hash, right back to McBride. Puts the dribble down, takes it into the top of the key, passes to Barnes, drives left angle, underhands it to Blessing King, and she lays it up and in. And we're tied at 22.
New ball game.
And Rika Patterson wants a timeout on the SEMO bench, and we'll take one. 4:24 to play, opening half. And Morehead State has come back to tie this one up at 22-22. We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Welcome back. Morehead State in Southeast Missouri in the women's half of today's OVC season opening women-men's twin bill in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It's 22-22. Morehead State in Southeast Missouri. Morehead State riding a 7-0 scoring run over the last nearly 3 minutes. And Wes Holland, Morehead State, making some tremendous adjustments that are paying dividends.
Boy, they really are, and I hate to keep harping up. That defense, going to that matchup zone, 2-3, almost a 2-1-2, has really created problems, real problems for SEMO.
Red Hawks have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Jalea Green ends the scoring drought as she hits a left or a right wing three-pointer, excuse me, and that puts the Red Hawks back up 25-22. Just over 4 minutes to play. A turnover on the other end. Kylie Flowers, one of the OVC's top steals leaders, comes up with another one there. She's got the basketball up top. Kicks it to Green. She'll try another right wing three. This one scoops in and out. And Haley Rhodes, the floor rebound for the Eagles. To McBride, back to Rhodes. Stops left elbow, kicks near corner to Barnes. Out top to McBride. Back to Haley Rhodes on the left point. Takes it down the left side of the lane, scoops it up and through. That move has been money for Haley Rhodes over the last half dozen games or so, driving that left side of the lane.
And going up with the right hand. You know, old school coaches are losing their mind right now.
1 point SEMO advantage. They have the ball. Green tried an entry pass, but it's deflected, and Paris McBride comes up with the ball after that little skirmish. Comes into the front court for Morehead State. Now to Secchi Aroli at the right hash. She'll drive the angle. Floats it up high. No good, but Blessing King, an offensive rebound. OVC's leader in offensive rebounds. Kicks it out to Barnes. And the pull-up jumper from the free throw line dances once, twice, three times, and falls. And Morehead State has a lead, 26-25. Flowers underhands to Green. out to Doyle between the circles. Gets around a defender, floating jumper inside the key. No, she got her own miss, though, as the ball kicked high off the back of the iron. Out to Green, a three-pointer, rims in and out, and Skylar Barnes comes crashing in for the board for Morehead State. Now to McBride, left side, to Haley Rhodes. Drives the left angle. Fadeaway jumper in the lane is partially blocked, and Kylie Flowers comes up with the basketball. But her pass is airmailed, trying to go over the top of the defense and way out of the reach of Jalea Green, and another Southeast Missouri turnover, their 10th.
Somebody should tell the guy in the stripes is not an eligible receiver.
Never has been.
Nope.
Never will be. So the Eagles with a chance for some points off turnovers here as they will slowly bring into the front court. Skylar Barnes bounce pass out between the rings to Veronica Charles. Loosely double teamed, gets it to Seki Aroli. Lofts it back out to Charles. She'll drive left side of the lane, kicks to Jaden Rhodes. Double teamed, finds Barnes at the free throw line. Jumper rattles and falls. Morehead State with its largest lead at 3, 28-25, under 2 minutes to play in the half. Flowers to Doyle, back out to Flowers, around the horn to Jalea Green. Bounce pass, low block extended to Mayfield. Her pass attempt is deflected and taken away by Charles. Ahead to Barnes, who scoops it up and through with the left hand. 30-25, Morehead State, an 8-0 run over the last 2:12.
Incredible vision by B. Charles.
And another turnover as Charles comes away with another steal to Barnes. Puts it up, won't go. Fight for the rebound as Stevens and Charles are tied up. And I believe Morehead State will keep it on the alternating possession. So Southeast Missouri, who had zero turnovers at the first media timeout, now has 12 with 1:21 to play in the half. Morehead State has dialed up the defense. Eagle ball up by 5. Charles to trigger the inbound. Baseline far side. Bounces it into Rhodes, who hands it right back to Charles. She'll come out top with the dribble. Guarded loosely by Green. Thought about a 3. Instead, bounce pass low block to Jaden Rhodes. Puts it up over Green with those 2 fouls. Missed the shot, but out of bounds off of the fingertips of Green, who couldn't corral the rebound.
Right idea. Just missed the layup. Exactly the right move at that point.
And I love how the Eagles are trying to get Green to commit that third personal. Novick will trigger the inbound for Morehead State. Floats it way out top to Soderlund, who gives it up immediately to Charles. 17 to shoot, just over a minute to play in the half. Charles into the lane, tried to kick it back out to Novick. She tracks it down. Floats around the top of the key, kicks to Seki Aroli, who again is off the mark with a 3-point try, and here comes Southeast Missouri in a hurry. It's Doyle, 1-on-2, forces the action, can't get it to go. Put back no good by Cyan, and Seki Aroli will clean up the board for Morehead State. Ahead to Novick into the front court. She'll back it out. 20 to shoot, 32 to play in the half. Charles near the right hash. Puts down the left-handed dribble, floats between the circles, kicks it left side to Soderlund out high, back to Seki Aroli, to Charles, tried to set up a three-pointer, instead gives it up to Novick. Euro step, off-balance scoop shot, way off the mark. Michaela Hall with the rebound, and she's fouled on the putback try. I believe Julia Cyan just picked up that foul.
An excellent adjustment this quarter by Morehead State. They've taken a couple more threes, but it has not been the intended result of the offense. Their intended result of the offense has been to get to the lane. You especially watch the difference in where the post players are playing. They're playing the high post up at the free throw line to leave that space behind them without an extra body. And then they're just getting to the hoop.
Michaela Hall will attempt only her 5th free throw of the year here. Numbers 5 and 6 coming up. She's only 1 of 4 from the line coming into this game.
That's a surprising statistic for a center.
It absolutely is. First one catches iron, but nothing else. Hall, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, transfer from Barton Community College in Kansas. Second free throw. This one is right on the money. And it's 31-25 MSU. Southeast Missouri will get it with 14.8 seconds to play in the first half. Morehead State will extend the defensive pressure full court. Flowers gets it inbounds to Doyle, cross court to Green, who crosses midcourt and gives it up to Flowers. 8 seconds to play in the half. To Green, right wing, right back to Flowers, to Doyle. Two on the shot on the clock. To Green, pass deflected away, and that is how the first half will come to an end. So Morehead State, after trailing 16-9 at the end of the first quarter, comes storming back, outscores Southeast Missouri 22-9 in quarter number two, and will go to the halftime locker room leading the Redhawks 31-25. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor.
A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, Morehead State ended the first half on a 9-0 run over the final 3:35 and a 16-3 run over the final 6:55. And as a result, it's Morehead State in the locker room at halftime with the 31-25 lead over Southeast Missouri State in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I'm Tom, he's Wes, and Wes, Morehead State got off to a slow start, but they certainly made some adjustments and righted the ship in a hurry.
Whoa, they put a little bit of scare in me in that first quarter. But in the second quarter, it sounds crazy to say when you won 22-9 in the second quarter, the real difference was the defense, and primarily because it almost forced them to start getting into that early transition type offense instead of playing that half court set against a really good half court SEMO defense.
I mentioned it before, but one of the stats that just really jumps out at me is we do a Whitaker Banks by the number. Turnovers. Southeast Missouri at the first media timeout, which came a little bit late in the first quarter, actually, had zero turnovers. Here we are at halftime. They have 12.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a huge difference. I think it was 8-0 in the first.
Yep.
With Morehead State committing 8. And you look at all the statistics we talked about pregame, rebounds. Okay, MSU's now 18-14. They were actually dead even, which is a category they need to win. Turnovers, they were 8-0. Now it's 9-12. So now they've got a +3 on the turnovers. Mm-hmm. Offensive rebounds, they were 3 in the hole on those possessions, and now they're back to even, 5-5. So you can see all the statistics and all the play style that we knew they needed to do, they did in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm. And it's been very much a team effort. 8 different Eagles have already scored points in this game. So it's not one player carrying the load.
But everybody contributing, everybody doing a little bit here and there, and certainly has been a very balanced score sheet and very much a team-oriented effort so far.
It has been. And to think that you're now up by 6 points and you're shooting 0 of 11 from three-point range for a team that this season especially has really relied on hitting a good 6 to 7 of those a game in order to be competitive, I was glad to see the shift on offense to where they did start attacking the rim. They started pulling their bigs up high to open up the space in the back, getting people to the goal. And they started hitting those shots. That's a big deal. That changes the dynamic of the game. And we talked about actually with Davison Elkins when we were watching it and saying, hey, watch this. She's trying to develop this part of the team and this part of the team. And here's how they're switching defenses and offenses. And that's paying off today because they were a completely different offense and defense in the second quarter. And that's what they worked on in that tune-up game with Davison Elkins.
31-25, Morehead State leading Southeast Missouri at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime segment for Morehead State University. And then after that, we'll take a little closer look at some of your halftime numbers and scoring as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Pamela Clark, director of MSU's Star Theater. Pamela, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So for anybody who hasn't been to the Star Theater yet, can you just describe the space for us?
Yes, it's actually in a very beautiful facility in the Space Science Center. I think you probably see that. It's a very outstanding building on campus. And we have a 40-foot dome planetarium in the building, which we call the Star Theater. It's the largest planetarium in eastern Kentucky, and it seats about 110 people very comfortably.
So what kind of opportunities are there for people from the community or campus to come and see shows?
We do public shows on every other Saturday, the second and fourth Saturdays, at 11 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 6:30 p.m., which is a laser show. We do, for students and faculty and staff on campus, those shows are free.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been doing a laser show for the campus community on Wednesday.
And are those open to the community at large, or?
Wednesday shows are just for the campus people. But we do take requests for reservations for anyone from the community. We serve a large number of schools in the area, as mm-hmm. well as church groups and community groups.
When you have these different groups come in, what are some of the reactions that you get from? I'm thinking you've got to have little kids and high schoolers, the whole run.
Well, they love it. They love the show. We have something like 30 different planetarium features, which each are about half an hour. We have about the same number of laser light shows that are a little longer, about 45 minutes. And when we do a show, we also do a live presentation of the night sky.
Wow, very cool. And you were telling me earlier that students, MSU students, play a big role in
Yes.
the operation of the Star Theater. What kind of opportunities are there for students to participate?
So the Star Theater is operated by an undergraduate crew, and I'm always looking to recruit students to train as crew members, which means they can qualify for work study hours. One of my goals is to be able to offer programs every Saturday for the public, which requires me to have some more crew. So I'm still recruiting. We're training a new set of crew members right now for next semester and for the Christmas shows. And I'm especially looking for people who may stay on campus during the breaks and over the summer. So,
where can people find the holiday and summer different events that you guys do?
You can find it on our website, and since our website address keeps changing, just Google Star Theater, Morehead State University, Morehead, Kentucky, and we'll bring the web address right up.
Perfect. Pamela, thank you so much for having shared all of this information with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Come and join us.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest Pamela Clark, director of MSU's Star Theater. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios at WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Halftime at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and Morehead State's women lead Southeast Missouri State 31-25 in the OVC Conference opener for Morehead State today. The Eagle men will be playing the Red Hawks of Southeast Missouri as well this afternoon. Tip off at around 4:15 or roughly 30 minutes after the conclusion of this women's game. Before we take a look at some halftime stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Moorhead State in the first half, 11 of 27 from the field, 41%. Southeast Missouri was 9 of 27. For 33%, neither team shooting it well from long range. Morehead State 0 of 11 from deep, and SEMO 3 of 12. Eagles 9 of 12 from the free throw line for 75%. Southeast Missouri limited to only 5 free throw tries in the first half. That's good news for the Eagles. 4 of 5 overall at 80%. turnovers. The Eagles have given it away 9 times. Southeast Missouri, 12. Points off turnovers, the Eagles with 11. SEMO with 8. Total rebounds, Morehead State a +4 advantage, 18-14. Dead even on the offensive glass at 5-5. The Red Hawks being led in scoring at halftime by Jalea Green, their preseason All-OVC pick, with 6 points. 4 points for Alicia Doyle, 3 points each for Stevens and Richmond, 2 points for Mayfield, Flowers, and Cyan, as well as Bowen, and 1 point for Barton. For Morehead State, a balanced score sheet being led by Skylar Barnes off the bench with 8 points. She's 4 of 6 from the field, also has 5 rebounds through the first 20 minutes. 6 points for Haley Rhodes, and let's see, 4 points for Veronica Charles, 5 for Katie Novick, 3 for Hall, 2 for King and McBride, and 1 for Sekia Rowling. 31-25, Morehead State leads Southeast Missouri at halftime. Back after this with second half here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Second half underway. Abigail Stevens hits a free throw line jumper for the Red Hawks, and it's now 31-27 Morehead State, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the other end. I believe that was Alicia Doyle crashing in, trying to come up with a steal, and instead got way too much body, and she'll be called for the personal foul for Doyle. That's number 1 of the game, and it's the first of the third quarter on the Red Hawks. Charles penetrates to the left elbow, bounce pass to King, kicks it out to Sekia Rowley. Right wing 3, right on the money, and that's a good sign for Morehead State as Sekia Rowley hits the first three-pointer of the day for the Eagles, and it's 34-27 MSU.
Let's hope that gets Mel rolling.
Flowers kicks it left wing to Bowen, back out between the circles to Flowers. Back to Bowen, left open for a 3 from the left wing, no good. And the floor rebound taken in by Barnes of Morehead State. To Charles, quickly the other way, has her shot blocked by Bowen. Fight for the rebound, won by Barnes. She gets it out to Haley Rhodes. Bullet pass underneath to King, but Green did a nice job blocking her shot from behind, and Flowers comes up with the basketball into the offensive end for the Red Hawks to our left. Bowen left open for a long jumper. I believe they're going to say that's a 2.
I think they gave him 3.
They did give her 3, apparently. And so Morehead State with the ball. Haley Rhodes to Charles around to Sekia Rowley. She'll try a right side 3 again. This one catches glass and iron but won't fall, but an offensive rebound for Rhodes. Low block, puts it up off the glass, no good, but Blessing King the rebound. To Sekia Rowley, to Charles, fakes the 3, drives the lane, gives it up to King, puts it up, too strong, no good, but a foul. And Blessing King will go to the free throw line for Morehead State. Looks like that foul will go on Flowers. And for Flowers, that's just her first. Second of the quarter on the Red Hawks. Blessing King on the year, only 7 of 21 from the free throw line coming in. First one up, banks at home. I shared a video with Kayla Petrie in the preseason about a foreign team that's actually using the backboard intentionally on free throws, and I think she got a kick out of that. Maybe Blessing King's giving that a try.
Maybe that was what she was intentionally doing.
Second free throw no good, but a lane violation called on the Red Hawks, so King will get another try.
We joked about all the rim usage in the first half, maybe his backboard usage for the second.
Way off the mark, and Southeast Missouri will get the basketball. Green to Flowers, who will trot across midcourt, stops between the rings, passes to Richmond, back to Flowers. Floats between the circles to Doyle on the right point, to Green, into the corner to Bowen. Steps around her defender, pull-up jumper way too short, rebound to Morehead State's Barnes. Ahead to Novick. She'll drive the lane, tries to kick it into the corner to Charles, but that was played nicely by Richmond, by Bowen, who was able to deflect the pass out of bounds.
I was wanting to see on that last offensive possession for SEMO, it looked like on the first one, they had it figured out. You know, if you overload that side that has one defender against that zone, you're going to have an open shot waiting on you.
Eagles get it inbounds. Barnes will drive the lane. Scoop shot no good, but Blessing King, a strong offensive rebound out to Seki Aroli, but she's called for a travel.
But then on that second possession, they did not look like they had it figured out. They did not look like it at all.
You were talking about the concern about hesitation on Seki Aroli's part to shoot the three. She passed one up there, traveled trying to make the pass. Assistant coach Vladimir Shatam from the bench signaling to Seki Aroli, shoot that basketball.
Oh, good catch by you, Tom Lewis. I did not see that. Excellent.
SEMO basketball. Doyle gives it up to Bowen between the circles, floats it right back to Doyle, drives the right angle. Fadeaway jumper, rattles home.
You live with that shot. That was a tough shot.
That's her mid-range game that we talked about a little bit earlier. 35-32, Morehead State, the lead and the ball. Haley Rhodes dribbles out of a triple team, gets it to Novick, stops at the block, puts it off the glass and through, and gets fouled. Katie Novick with 7 points now. And that foul will go against Julius Sion.
And Jaden Rhodes passed up a pretty good look on that one.
She
did. Was deeper to get the better shot, closer to the rim by getting it to Novick.
So a chance for an and one here. The Belarusian point guard rolls it home. 38-32. Just over 7 minutes to play in quarter number three in Cape Girardeau. Kylie Flowers pounds the left-handed dribble out high. Now floats down the right side of the arc. Kicks it to Doyle on the left point to Richmond. Out to Doyle. Fakes the pass. Takes it to the elbow, then to Richmond, and it's swiped right out of her hands by Katie Novick. She comes the other way in a hurry. Lays it up. No good, but she's fouled. Novick showing some aggressiveness here that's paying off for Morehead State. She'll go back to the line for two more freebies. Foul could have gone against Flowers or Richmond. It's going against Richmond.
It's three, I believe, isn't it?
Let's see. Yes, it is, sir, and she goes to the bench.
And that may be a story going into the second half is fouls on both teams. You got a lot of people with two on the board at the moment.
Three on Richmond as Novick hits the first free throw. And only two still against Green, who picked those two up very early. Morehead State with a couple of players with two fouls, no one with three, as Novick makes the second free throw and extends the lead to 40-32.
Do you see the difference in the score?
Green, right-handed dribble. Between the rings, gets it to Sion at the right elbow, back out to Doyle. Finds Mayfield in the lane. Her pull-up jumper from 12 is good. 40-34, Southeast Missouri. 6:16 to play, third quarter. Novick, one-handed pass to Charles at the right point. Comes around a screen from Novick to the left. Now passes to Novick. Asks for some help as Hall comes out to set a screen. Novick can't do anything with it. Gives it up to Haley Rhodes outside the arc right side. Drives the angle. Stops low block. Puts it up. Challenge sought is no good. And the rebound comes to Southeast Missouri. Here comes Flowers in a hurry. Tried to go behind the back and had it taken away by Charles. Floats it ahead to Novick. She'll have an uncontested layup at the other end. And it's good. Fast break points, good transition basketball for Morehead State. And Southeast Missouri wants a timeout. 5:43 to play third quarter. And Morehead State with the lead. We'll come back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
My great-great-grandfather opened the first Hinton store in 1918, and our family opened our first feed mill in the mid-1950s. We now have 6 locations and a wide range of products, including feed, seed, fertilizer, crop protection, animal health products, fencing materials, and pet food. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. I'm Addie Hinton. Stop in and see for yourself. Hinton Mill, serving farmers since 1918.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
The best resolution you'll ever make and the easiest one to keep is shopping at Allen's IGA in Morehead. USDA boneless New York strip steak specially priced only $7.99 a pound. Hungry Man dinners just $4, and not just one, but 2 boxes of Betty Crocker Delights brownie mix only $3. Great prices, wide selection, friendly service, and always excellent quality is Allen's IGA's way of doing business all year long.
42-34, your score. Morehead State leading Southeast Missouri with about 5:42 to play. I keep getting my fours and fives mixed up on this New Year's Eve. Hope you're enjoying yours and appreciate you spending part of your final day of 2023 with us, Tom and Wes, along with our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin. Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, the site of today's OVC opener for Morehead State. The women playing the early game, and the men will take the floor right afterwards. Southeast Missouri ball. 3-point try, no good by Barton from the right side, and Michaela Hall on the backside corrals the rebound. To Charles, ahead to Haley Rhodes in transition, lays it up and in with the left hand. And it's a double-digit lead for Morehead State now, 44-34.
That offensive possession for SEMO is a little scary, though, because that was the right shot. It was, they got exactly what they needed to get off of that possession.
Like Morehead State, SEMO struggling from long range, and another one off the mark as Julia Green tries a right wing three and pins it between the rim and the glass. Katie Novick at 5'9", trying to show some hops to knock it loose, but not quite enough.
Hey, they always should do the cheerleaders on the shoulders to get that down. It's, why use a broom, Tom?
Exactly.
Jeez.
The cheerleaders were there ready, and the broom guy had to come in and ruin it. Full court pressure again by Southeast Missouri as Morehead State will try to come 94 feet. Charles takes the inbounds, gets it back to Novick. Working against Barton. Ahead to Rhodes. She'll dribble into the front court. Passes to Soderlund near the right corner, back out to Haley Rhodes, to Novick, to Charles near the left hash. Rotates to the key and into the lane, gets cut off, kicks it back out to Morehead State's Rhodes, who travels.
And that's a great example of when you beat the press and everybody's out of position, one of those first two touches has to attack the rim. Even if they're not scoring on that attack, it keeps the defense from getting its shape before you start passing it around the outside and making no progress.
That'll take us to a media timeout. 4:48 to play, third quarter. Morehead State by double digits over SEMO, 44-34 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. Moorhead State women's basketball facing Southeast Missouri State. And the Eagles on the better end of a 44-34 score right now. 4:48 to play in the third quarter. I'm Tom. He's Wes. And Wes, it's been fun to watch since that first media timeout if you're a Moorhead State fan.
It has. And I was just looking at it right here. I haven't said it the whole game, Tom. I've gone an entire half plus, and I have not said what?
Extra possessions.
Right. I really have held it together. Three offensive rebounds just in the third quarter so far has been the difference for Moorhead State to keep this lead and grow it a little bit.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers, extra possessions. Jalea Green has the basketball, turnaround jumper in the lane. Off the back of the iron, no. Michaela Hall goes up for the rebound. Eagles try to pass it ahead, but Bowen back quickly to deflect the pass and take it away. She'll come the other way herself. Floater in the lane off the backboard. No good. And Charles the rebound. Here comes Moorhead State in a hurry to Soderlund. Back out to Haley Rhodes, who gives it to Charles, and Moorhead State will slow it back down. Charles keeps the right-handed dribble. Now gives it up to Novick, right back to Charles. Charles will come down the right side of the arc. Kicks it to Soderlund. On the wing to Charles in the right corner. Looking for Hall, but can't get it to her. Three to shoot. Hey, Haley Rhodes will try a three-pointer straight away. No good. Off the glass, off the rim. The long rebound to Doyle. Ahead to Green. She'll take it into the lane, scoops it up, rolls and goes.
Oh, great take by Green right there.
Back to a single-digit lead for the Eagles, 44-36. They also have the rock. Novick with the basketball. High right. Goes cross-court to Soderlund. Drives the baseline, but she's called for a travel before she started the drive.
And Moorhead State needs to make sure they do not get comfortable. I mean, a 10-point lead in the third quarter is nothing in an OVC game.
Eagles have been playing very clean basketball, but they've committed three turnovers over the last 2 minutes, 20 seconds, and they haven't scored a point in that span either. Doyle will bring it across midcourt through the center circle, angles to the left, hands it off to Bowen. To Barton out between the rings. Back to Bowen. Tried to get around Novick. Couldn't do it. She's smothered under. Able to get it back out to Barton straight away to Green. Drives right baseline and a whistle and a foul, I believe, on Skylar Barnes for too much body. That's a little ticky-tack.
Yeah. From an officiating standpoint, the first and the third quarter have been more similar. In the second, they were completely different in the way they were calling this game.
So foul number two on the Eagles here in quarter number two. After that Barnes foul, Bowen will go to work against Sekiaroli. Good denial by Sekiaroli, a missed shot. Morehead State coming the other way. But Blessing King has it knocked away from her from behind, quickly ahead. Oh, my. Shot attempt no good by Doyle as she was absolutely crushed by Veronica Charles, who came over the back to prevent that layup. That was a lot of contact by V in transition. Personal foul number three on Charles.
Oh, I didn't see anybody going to the line. I couldn't tell if they had... Yeah, okay, so they did call that on the shot.
Yep. And I think that's the right call.
Yeah, certainly the right call on that one.
So Alicia Doyle to the free throw line. Second leading scorer on this Red Hawk roster. First one's up, rolls and goes. 44-37, the Morehead State lead now. 2:45 to play in quarter number three.
Yeah, and the other way to beat that defense is... get to it before it gets set up.
Exactly. Right,
that's what we've seen Simo doing the last couple of possessions.
Second free throw also good, and it's 44-38. Novick will walk it across midcourt for Morehead State. Floats to the right, retreats a bit, gives to Sekiaroli, who hands it right back to Novick. Left-handed dribble to Charles outside the left hash. She'll take it to the top of the key, keeps going, but lost control. It was taken away from behind by Doyle. Green came up with the loose basketball. Drives, her pass attempt to Doyle deflected away, and a steal for MSU. Here comes Novick in transition. Off the left, or right hip, excuse me, lays it up, no good, but Kylie Flowers, defending in transition, got the body, and Novick will get two free throws.
Boy, I don't want to call the Eagles lucky on that one, but that transition, they just botched. Yeah. Simo just botched the offensive possession on that transition.
That is personal foul number two on Kylie Flowers, and Novick will go back to the free throw line for Morehead State. First one is right on the money. And it's 45-38 Morehead State. The Eagles, no field goals in the last 3.5 minutes as Novick hits the second free throw.
The Novick, Katie Novick, the freshman of the 14 on the day.
4 of 8 from the field, 6 of 7 now from the stripe. Also a couple of assists and a couple of rebounds. Flowers will bring it into the front court for the Red Hawks. To Green at the left elbow. Kicks it far corner to Doyle. Left open for a three off the neck of the iron. No. Long rebound caroms to Charles. Quickly ahead to Sekiaroli, but it's out of her reach. And a steal for Flowers. Bounce pass ahead to Green. Splits a double team. Got the layup to go, and she's fouled. And that will go on Veronica Charles, and that is her fourth. And we are still in quarter number three. That's a big blow for the Eagles. Jalea Green, the best offensive threat on this Red Hawk roster. She showed some skills with that move to the basket. The and one is good.
And they'll look down, but back within five on for Simo. And that defense for Simo is a different intensity since they've come out of the break.
46-41 as Novick drives to the left elbow, kicks it far corner to Sekiaroli, too strong with the three-point try. And on the rebound, I believe a foul on Southeast Missouri. Blessing King was able to come up with the basketball, or it may have been ruled out of bounds. Nope, they're going to call it out of bounds, and Morehead State will get it on the out of bounds.
Dang it, want to see Blessing get another offensive rebound on the stat sheet.
King takes the inbounds near the right corner, out to Novick straight away. Crosses over against Flowers, drives, scoops, count the basket, and she's fouled.
My goodness, Katie Novick has taken over the third quarter since that break.
That foul will go on Stevens, her second. The sixth of the quarter on the Red Hawks, and a three-point play chance for Katie Novick, who has gone nuts here in the second half. She's up to 16 points, a chance to make it 17 with this free throw.
And, Tom, I made the assumption that Coach Petrie would take out V. Charles after that foul, and there she is, top of the key right now. I was already wondering if she was going to put him at Bride or Soderlund and let Novick switch over to the point. Yeah. But she's letting her go.
Novick's free throw rattles and falls, and the three-point play is converted to make it 49-41. 90 ticks left in quarter number three. Coach Kayla Petrie does go to her bench, but it's Katie Novick checking out, not Charles. Jaliyah Green dribbles through the full court pressure, kicks it far corner to Bowen. Three-point try off the front of the iron. Dances over the rim, no good, and the rebound for Haley Rhodes.
If you're Coach Patterson, you're pleased with the shots you're getting off
Absolutely.
Of those. They are beating that defense. They just can't sink the shots.
Veronica Charles near the eye of the Red Hawk logo gives it up out high to Barnes, to King, around to Charles on the right wing. Dribbles back out top of the key, goes to the left elbow, has the ball knocked away from behind by Barton, and the steal for Southeast Missouri. Again in transition, it's Bowen hip to hip with Haley Rhodes. He did a good job stopping her. Out to Doyle, jumper from just inside the free throw line, splash, and it's 49-43 Morehead State with the lead in the ball. 39 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Instead of Doyle, we need to call her DeRozan.
Yeah, really.
That is all mid-range.
Yep. Charles floats it to Rhodes at the free throw line. She'll drive left side of the lane against Doyle. Misses the contested shot. And Morehead State called for stepping on the baseline. It was Barnes trying to make that blessing King, trying to save it back in bounds, but had a toe on the line.
She didn't like it, but that was the right call.
Yeah,
I saw her
so
foot
too.
Hit it pretty clearly on that one.
So a six-point game, 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Simo the ball, trailing. Doyle standing dribble out between the rings near the center circle. Now she'll work in with 8 seconds to go to Bowen. Catch and shoot three, left wing, too strong. Haley Rhodes tracks down the rebound, and quarter number three will come to an end. 30 minutes in the books in Cape Girardeau, and Morehead State still leading 49-43 over Southeast Missouri. Back with the final quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
We've played three quarters at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, Missouri this afternoon, and Morehead State leads the women of Southeast Missouri 49-43. Third quarter was played to an 18-18 draw, Wes, and really kind of a story of rebounds versus turnovers.
Well, you got one team absolutely dominating the glass, which is MSU, 12 rebounds to Simo's 3. in the quarter. That's a crazy number. 3 rebounds for the whole quarter. And then turnovers. MSU turned it over 8, SEMO 4. So SEMO winning the turnover battle. MSU winning the rebound battle. Kept that playing almost dead even.
Yeah.
They bounced each other out.
SEMO will have the basketball to start the final quarter. It's Doyle to Bowen on the right wing, guarded closely by Barnes. Into the corner to Barton. Back out to Bowen. Stops just inside the key and is called for a walk. Good pressure defense man-to-man that time by Barnes on the perimeter, forcing another Southeast Missouri turnover. That is their 16th of the game. Novick walks it into front court, gives to Secchiaroli out high to Haley Rhodes between the circles. Back to Secchiaroli, drives the right angle, lays it up and in. Beater defender, nobody rotated, and an easy layup for Melissa Secchiaroli, her 6th point, and it's back to an 8-point lead for the Eagles.
Well, and the scouting report on Mel certainly does not tell you she's going to drive the
no.
ball.
Doyle answers on the other end with a high right side 3-pointer, and it's 51-46 MSU. Secchiaroli guarded by Green. Gets it to King. Right back to Secchiaroli. Bounce pass to King on the give and go. Puts it up, but she's called for a travel before. Good call.
It's a good call. Yep. She took that little hop before she decided to go up for the shot.
Blessing, a rebounding machine. Her offensive skills a little bit raw. And we saw that there. Barton holds the ball between the rings to Bowen, steps into a 3 off the back of the iron, no good. Novick the rebound for the Eagles. She'll bring it ahead, passes up to Barnes, back out to Novick at the left hash. Directs traffic, floats to the free throw line, kicks to Secchiaroli on the right wing. Her 3-pointer rims around, won't go. Another offensive rebound, this one by Haley Rhodes. And she is fouled as she tried to dribble the ball back outside. Doyle got her with the knee, kind of a knee-to-knee contact there. That foul on Doyle is her 2nd, the 1st of the quarter on the Red Hawks. Eagles will inbound baseline far side, Barnes to Trigger. Barnes with her hair dyed Morehead State blue today. Gets it to Novick, stops near the top of the key, back to Barnes on the left side, drives the angle, kicks back out to Novick. Spins around a defender, passes to Secchiaroli on the right side. She'll drive again, finds King on the low block, but she can't handle it, and off of her fingertips out of bounds.
So it looks like the 4th quarter, we're going back to the not calling contact.
Apparently so.
So 1st and 3rd is all contact, 2nd and 4th is none. All right, I'm caught up now.
No holds barred, that's right. Seahawk basketball, Green near the right hash, puts it on the floor. Tries to get it down low, but we've got a whistle and a foul on the entry. And that foul on Blessing King. For King, that is personal number 1. 1st of the quarter on the Eagles as well. 8:02 to play. Red Hawk basketball. Got NFL on my mind. Jalea Green takes the entry pass. Contested shot, no good. Gets her own miss, though. Floats it up underhanded, and it's good. Back to a 1-possession game, 51-48, Morehead State, with the lead and the ball. Novick drives left side, kicks it out to Secchiaroli. She'll also drive, floats it up, too short. Novick, a nice rebound, misses the putback, and here comes Southeast Missouri in transition. Bowen tried to get it to Mayfield. It's deflected away by Secchiaroli, but Mayfield got it to Doyle. Another mid-range jumper left side, and she hits it and cuts the lead to 1.
Morehead State cannot play this pace with SEMO. If this chaos continues on both ends of the court, they will lose this game.
Coach Wes Holland, you couldn't see him, but he was signaling timeout, and as Morehead State got it into the front court, Coach Kayla Petrie does call for a timeout, and this will probably be extended to a media, and it is. 7:18 to play, Cape Girardeau, a 1-point ball game. Morehead State leading SEMO 51-50. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie.
Kathy here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Southeast Missouri on a 7-0 run over the last 2 minutes, and they have clawed back to within 1 point against Moorhead State's women in today's OVC women's basketball contest, a women's men's doubleheader in Cape Girardeau. The MSU men scheduled to take on the Red Hawks at about 4:15 or roughly 30 minutes after the conclusion of this women's game. Moorhead State will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Novick gets it inbounds to Charles, right back to Novick out high to the left. Into a double team, gets it to Charles in the corner, and her pass to King is intercepted by Bowen. Red Hawk basketball, a chance to reclaim the lead.
Four turnovers in 3 minutes in the first quarter, or in the fourth quarter here, Tom.
Not good. Last lead for Southeast Missouri was a while ago, but they've got a chance to take it here. Michaela Mayfield does so as she dribbles into the lane and hits the running 14-footer, and it's 52-51 Southeast Missouri. 6:37 to play in regulation. Novick spins around Bowen out high, finds Sekiaroli out to Charles. Three-pointer, no good. Backside rebound to Rhodes. She'll put it back up, rolls and goes. And so a back-and-forth battle is brewing here as the Eagles go back up 53-52.
And Charles playing with those four fouls, very confident.
Yep. She's not been much of an offensive force today, only 4 points, but her presence is huge on that floor. Mayfield loses control down low at the block. Blessing King comes up with the basketball. Here comes Charles across midcourt for Moorhead State to Novick. She'll float around the apex of the arc, takes it down the left side of the lane, scoops no good, but Julia Sion will be called for fouling her in the shooting process.
And what we've been talking about most of the day here is Katie got the offense going early before everybody got a chance to get set. She swings into the lane. Everybody collapses. Perfect job by Novick.
So Katie back to the free throw line. 6 of 7, make it 7 of 8. Up to this point, now 8 of 9 as she makes the first of two. She's got 18 points to lead all scorers. Second one up, give her 19. And the Eagle lead back to 3, just under 6 minutes to play. Red Hawks into the front court as Richmond controls between the circles. Gives it up to Doyle on the left wing, guarded on the perimeter by Novick. Got around a screen and then has it taken away by Charles, but a whistle, and is that foul number 5 on Veronica Charles? It is.
Oh, that's a hard one to call.
Yeah.
For the 5th.
Yeah, that looked pretty clean to me. I think the ball was already a little bit loose, and I'm not sure about that one. But those stripes make the decisions. We don't, and that's personal foul number 5 on Veronica.
So here's where the interesting decision for Coach Petrie will be. Yeah, the normal substitution pattern is McBride in for Charles. Mm-hmm. Does she go that direction to have that extra point guard on the floor, or does she just shift Novick over and put another shooter, Soderlund? Or
Soderlund started the game. She's played 16 minutes today, but she's scoreless. She's 0 of 3, all three of those shot attempts from outside the arc. Eagles as a team only 1 of 15 from three-point land. Barton takes the inbounds pass, gives it up to Green out high. Couple of bounces to Richmond on the left wing. Gets cut off, back out to Green. Steps into a three off the front of the iron, no good, and the rebound will carry him to Sekiaroli, who corrals the basketball with both arms and gets it ahead to Rhodes into the front court to Novick near the left hash.
And it looks like Skylar Barnes was the answer to my question, who played great defense on that possession.
She had a really solid first half. She's got 8 points today herself. Rhodes holds the basketball between the circles, 10 to shoot. Drives against Green, puts it up with the left hand, and it rolls and falls. Haley Rhodes has found something special with that drive down the left side of the lane and the left-handed layup. It's 57-52, Morehead State, and a turnover on the other end as a travel is called on Richmond, and Coach Rika Patterson, I think, wants a timeout.
Boy, in fairness, I didn't see that one either.
Nope.
I thought she had 1.5 on that. That's
allowed if you're going to shoot the ball. So 4:55 left here in the fourth quarter. Morehead State leading Southeast Missouri 57-52. Again, this is the OVC opener for the Morehead State women today.
As you see Morehead State come back down on offense, see if they go with those curls right around the corners, the elbows of the lane there. It's worked very well for them in the second quarter and here a couple of times in the fourth. Either Novick or Barnes, somebody that has a good first step to get around that edge. Oh, no, they didn't call
apparently
travel.
Apparently, they just called a timeout.
Okay.
Interesting. The officials can't decide where the ball needs to be inbounded.
So you're right, that was not a travel.
All right, Seahawks. God, I did it again. Red Hawk basketball, Richmond. Top of the key, gets cut off. Finds Doyle on the right wing, guarded closely by Barnes. Back to Richmond. Entry pass to Cyan. Puts it up against Blessing King, and King is going to be called for the personal foul on Morehead State. Foul number 2 on Blessing. Third of the quarter on the Eagles, and that will put Cyan at the line for 2 shots. Julia Cyan, this is her third stop in her college basketball career, but her second year at Southeast Missouri. She gets the first free throw to fall.
That's a pretty good contest on that replay.
Yeah. Second one up, rolls and will not fall. Rebound to Sekiaroli for Morehead State. Hands it to Novick. Ahead to Haley Rhodes, who dribbles across midcourt to Sekiaroli, high right, back to Rhodes. Trying to dribble out of a double team, lost the handle, goes to the floor. Ball trickles out of bounds, and it's off of Rhodes. Another Morehead State turnover, number 21 of the day.
I don't think Coach Petrie appreciates that. She may not agree with that call.
Richmond brings it across midcourt for the Red Hawks to Green, to Bowen, out to Cyan, high right. To Richmond, drives the angle right side, too strong with the layup, and Sekiaroli, another strong rebound for Morehead State. Melissa now with 6 rebounds, she averages less than 2 a game. Novick to Haley Rhodes near the center circle, back to Sekiaroli. One bounce, gives it up outside the hash to Skylar Barnes. To Haley Rhodes, out to Novick. 10 to shoot as Novick drives the lane, finds King underneath, double teamed, and a whistle and a foul. That will go on India Bowen of Southeast Missouri, and that's her third third of the quarter on the Red Hawks.
And Tom, let's follow up that Whitaker Bank by the number. The second half, 19-5 rebounding advantage for MSU.
Wow.
19-5. SEMO may not break double digits in rebounds.
Novick gets it inbounds to Rhodes. Low block. Makes a spin move. Lays it up and through off the glass. Nicely done again by Haley down low. Back to a six-point lead for the Eagles with 3:38 to play. Doyle, catch and shoot three. Left wing, too short off the iron. Rebound will ricochet out of bounds, and Morehead State will get the team rebound and possession.
Boy, it's a good thing that was flat. Came off hard out there. SEMO definitely had people in position for that board.
Red Hawks will again extend the defensive pressure, down by six late. Haley Rhodes has to stay put near the corner. Gets it into Novick. Pressure relents a little bit as Novick will get near midcourt, finally across the division line. One-handed pass to Haley Rhodes.
I expected much more of a trap, a diamond at 1-3 or something like that.
Sacchiaroli catch and shoot three, air ball, but King the rebound. Got it out to Barnes. To Novick, crossover dribble, stops just inside the free throw line, bank shot won't fall. Rebound caroms to Southeast Missouri, but we've got a whistle. And I believe a turnover on Southeast Missouri. Richmond may have been called for a travel.
And Novick is going to be really upset when she sees that play on tape because Blessing King was wide open on the right block. Layup waiting to happen.
Eagle basketball. They'll inbounds from the baseline to the far side of the basket to our right. Novick will trigger. Looking for someone, bounce pass into Haley Rhodes, hands it right back to Novick. She curls into the lane, reverse layup, off the mark, no good. It was challenged by Bowen, who got the rebound. Bounce pass ahead to Richmond. Here come the Red Hawks in transition. Floater in the lane by Bowen, and a whistle and an offensive foul coming up on Deja Richmond. Great inside position in the lane by Sekiaroli, I believe it was, just outside the restricted area.
Tough couple of possessions for Richmond there. Turnover and an offensive foul.
19th turnover on the Red Hawks today. Full court pressure being flashed by Southeast Missouri. The Eagles started to inbound, but officials stopped play. Haley Rhodes will inbound near the hash in the backcourt, far side, next to the Red Hawk bench. Gets it into Novick, into the front court. Kicks near side to Barnes, three-pointer, too strong. Blessing King the rebound, but she went over the back to get it. And ooh. Blessing King will be called for the foul.
Oh.
Number three on her, fourth of the quarter on the Eagles. MSU content to play half-court defensively here. Under 3 minutes to play, MSU up by six, but SEMO with the basketball. Barton between the rings to Richmond, stutter step. Drives the left angle, floats it up, air ball too strong, rebound tapped out of bounds, and Morehead State will get it.
That matchup zone, that hybrid, has really given them fits. They've figured it out a couple of times. They've had the right shots. They just couldn't put them down. And now it kind of looks like they gave up.
Yeah.
They're not looking to find that weak side open player.
Rhodes gets it into Novick, but it's stripped away from her, dives to the floor. And it looks like Southeast Missouri is going to get possession. I thought the Red Hawks touched it last, but SEMO will get the ball back. Another Morehead State turnover. Novick got double-teamed quickly, panicked a bit, lost control.
When the SEMO player was on top of her and rolled over, I don't know how that ball would have been hit by Novick last.
2:26 to play in regulation. SEMO gets it inbounds to Green. Right low block. Turn around with the left hand. Rattles and won't fall. Blessing King. A strong rebound for Morehead State, and she's fouled afterwards. That will go against Jalea Green. That's her third. She picked up two quick ones to start this game, but she's played carefully the rest of the way, and just three on her now.
I didn't catch that, but did that look intentional? Is this a hack-a-shack? No.
No, okay. I don't think so. It is the fifth foul of the quarter on Southeast Missouri, and it will put Blessing King at the line. And blessing, much like Shaquille.
That's why I was wondering. I didn't quite see it.
Free throw up, banks it in. That's her second banked-in free throw of the day, or her only two makes from the line have been off the glass.
Looks like they took your advice, Tom Lewis. I'm impressed by this.
Second one up. This one's a little too strong and won't go, and we've got a foul on the rebound attempt. Nope. Lane violation. Free throw up. Too strong. Rebound caroms out high to Bowen, who brings it into the front court to Mayfield, right back to Bowen near the right hash. Tried to get a screen from Mayfield, pass deflected away. Mayfield came up with it, got it to Doyle in the corner, drives to the right angle. Shot blocked down low by King. Her pass attempt for Rhodes knocked out of bounds, but last touched by Bowen. Morehead State ball.
Blessing got rid of that ball quick, though. That did not touch her hands very long.
121 seconds remain in regulation in Cape Girardeau. Morehead State the lead and the basketball up 60-53.
Man, 7-point game, 2 minutes. I am actually surprised that Coach Patterson is not playing a more aggressive trap on this.
Matilda Soderlund back on the floor for Morehead State.
Maybe she is.
Yep, they are dialing up double team, but Novick passes over it to Haley Rhodes. Eagles about to commit a 10-second violation, and they do. Rhodes should have just brought it ahead and instead threw it back to Novick with about 2 seconds left to get it over the line, and there was just no chance.
Well, like I was talking, that's what you expect in that situation, especially out of Coach Patterson. Like, you figure she's going to be aggressive on that trap, trying to keep the ball over there on that side of the court.
So turnover number 24 on Morehead State gives the ball back to the Redhawks, down by 7. Doyle, 3-pointer, right wing, too strong. Novick flies in for the board for Morehead State. Ahead to Rhodes. Redhawks can't get the defensive pressure set up full court. Morehead State gets it into the front court, but an errant pass. Thankfully, Novick there to track down the loose ball. Into the corner to Skylar Barnes, right back to Novick outside the arc. Into the corner. Try to get it to Barnes. Tap to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive, scoop, score, and foul. Yeah. Morehead State can extend the lead back to double digits if Haley Rhodes gets the and one. Foul will go on Jalea Green, her fourth.
What an important basket right there by Haley Rhodes. And she's been good all night off that left
side.
She
absolutely has.
And that time, coaches, she went up with the left hand.
16 points on the evening for Haley Rhodes. Trails only Katie Novick in the scoring category for Morehead State. Free throw up, rolls but will not fall. Green the rebound. She'll dribble ahead herself. Gives it up to Flowers on the right side in the front court to Bowen. Splits defenders, a little runner off the right angle, will rattle and fall. And a quick timeout called by Coach Rika Patterson of Southeast Missouri as her Redhawks trail 62-55 with 1:14 to play. Wes, I hesitate to bring this up. We know the broadcaster jinx. But at the risk a jinx. If Morehead State holds on, this will be the Eagles' first Division I road win since beating Ohio State in the women's NIT in March of 2019. It will be the first regular season Division I road win since 2018.
You can't say that to me because I don't know what to say to that. 5 years and 4 years?
Yes. Without a Division I road win for this program.
Wow. I had not noticed that. I mean, of course, you know, we've had several D1 wins, and especially last year. Not so many the year before, of course.
Right.
But I didn't realize that they were all at home.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, wow.
So what a big step that would be. And honestly, Wes, when you look at the women's side of the OVC basketball standings, it is an absolute wide-open field this year. I don't think anybody can claim to be head and shoulders better than anybody else. And Coach Kayla Petrie and I actually were talking this past week about that, and she asked me, what do you think our ceiling is? And I said, I honestly think if the cards fall just right, you could be a first-round bye team in the OVC tournament. Now, again, that's going to take some work, but I think it's possible. I mean, that's how wide open the conference is this year. And they're looking to get off to a 1-0 start with a road win today. 1 minute to play in Cape Girardeau. Seki Aroli double-teamed and has the pass taken away. Kylie Flowers ahead to Doyle. Haley Rhodes in transition, poked the ball away out of bounds.
I'm now just concerned for your safety, Tom Lewis, because you said that with a minute left.
I know.
And now I know. It's a seven-point game.
And the crowd around us here in our broadcast studio standing up right behind me and looking a little aggressive. Jalea Green takes the inbounds pass, drives, and has her pass or shot blocked. A steal on the other end. Kylie Flowers, the steal machine, gives it up to Richmond, tracks it down before it goes out of bounds in the near corner. Out to Bowen, driving against Seki Aroli, forces it up, but an offensive foul call against Richmond will give it back to Morehead State. Personal foul number four on Deja Richmond on that drive.
In fairness to that one, they probably should be on the line. But they did take way too long to get to that shot. Anyway, it looks like SEMO's going to save you, Tom. They're going to bail you out, man. You may get out of here with your life.
I might. Dean Harden, please put that knife away. Dean and Chuck Mraz getting ready to bring you the men's game at the conclusion of this women's contest. Morehead State has called a timeout. 35.9 seconds to play, and the Eagles with a 62-55 lead at Southeast Missouri in Cape Girardeau.
And I really wish I had cheated and looked at your notes over here to see that you're going to surprise me with this first D1 road win since 2019. But since I didn't, I can actually, after I've thought about it for a couple of minutes, I can say something about it now. This is not going to be a pretty win. You know, let's say 36 seconds, 7 points. I feel good that I can't really jinx them even that hard. But, you know, that's a really big deal for them to go to SEMO and win even an ugly game at this point in the OVC.
Well, and Southeast Missouri in the preseason conference poll was picked to be an upper half echelon team in the OVC. So this is not a pushover by any stretch. And it's a team that has plenty of talent back from last year. Novick takes the inbounds for Morehead State, tries to get around her defender, and that defender, Alicia Doyle, will be called for a bumping foul, and that will put Novick at the free throw line for two shots. Novick with 19 points on the day. She's 9 of 11 from the stripe on the afternoon.
It's going to be interesting to see when SEMO does come to Morehead later this year. Coach Patterson is going to figure out that hybrid man zone, right? I mean, like, she's going to have something ready because Morehead State, Coach Petrie has not had to switch out of that since the second quarter. They have stayed in the exact same defense for the entire rest of the game.
Novick rolls the first free throw home, 63-55 MSU. Second one up, rattles in and out. Green up for the rebound for SEMO. She'll dribble ahead herself into the front court, drives right side of the lane, scoops it up, got it to go. 63-57, 26 seconds to play. Pass over the top of the defense to Seki Aroli. And a called travel. She had looked to be a bead to the basket, but hesitated just enough. Barton got back, challenged her, and Seki Aroli dragged that pivot foot.
That's a moment where a player gets too caught up in the clock and not realizing all you got to do is put that bucket in, right, and that game's over.
Richmond lets the inbounds pass get all the way to midcourt before she takes it. Gives it up to Bowen, who drives the right angle and lays it up and through. Back to a four-point lead for Morehead State. And I believe the Eagles called a timeout. They did. And with that, they should be able to advance the ball into the front court to inbound. Smart timeout there by Morehead State.
Boy, but look how big that mistake by Seki Aroli, that mental lapse right there at that moment. Wide open lane to the rim. You put in that bucket, and this game's over.
16.3 ticks remain in regulation. Eagles with the ball and a four-point advantage. Can they get it done? Teams breaking their respective huddles coming out of that short timeout.
Now, on the inbounds, you're going to have something dialed up from SEMO to keep this ball from getting inbounds. They are not going to allow anybody to catch that ball easily, right? So you're going to have a good play design and a back, a second and a third option whenever this ball is coming in.
Novick passes inbounds, goes into the back court, but it's taken away. Doyle driving to the basket, lays it up, no good, but Matilda Soderlund got her with the body. And just like you said,
they went to the first option. They did not look at number two or number three.
So Soderlund with the foul. For Tilly, that's her first. But it puts Simo at the line with a chance to score with the clock stopped. 13.8 seconds left on the ticker. And Simo down by four, a chance to cut it to two with these free throws.
Well, now I'm in the doghouse with you, Tom. I said 7 points, 35 seconds. I felt pretty good about it.
Doyle, eyes, fires, hits.
Now, neither one of us may make it out of here.
Well, we may not. 16 points for Doyle. She's perfect at the line today, 5 of 5. Leading scorer on the afternoon for the Redhawks. Second free throw, also good. And another timeout called by Morehead State. 13 seconds, 13.8 seconds remain. A two-point lead and possession for the Eagles. The possession arrow does favor MSU.
We're up to 28 turnovers now by the Eagles on the day.
Wow.
And unfortunately, three of those, maybe four, I can remember three exactly right here in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah. 28 turnovers, Morehead State, 1 of 17 from three-point range, but the Eagles still have the lead and a chance to win this game. Southeast Missouri has played one OVC game this year, got absolutely steamrolled two nights ago by Southern Indiana on this same Show Me Center court.
The only thing that can't happen right here is turning the ball over again.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot allow that to happen, no matter what. So you still got one timeout if you're Coach Petrie. Right? Get a first, a second, a third motion. If the time's about to expire, call another timeout.
Yep.
Right?
Southeast Missouri has scored six unanswered points in the last 13 seconds. Morehead State has turned the ball over four times in the last minute, 11 seconds. Sekiaroli to inbound in the front court near the near hash. Looking, bounce pass into Novick, and she's fouled immediately by Jalea Green.
Big shots for the freshman right here.
Number four on Green. And Novick back to the free throw line for MSU. On the day, 10 of 12 at the stripe. She has 20 points. First one up, it's good. It's right on the money.
She has been a real bright spot for the day. I mean, her and Rhodes getting to the rim has made the difference in this game.
Came off the bench for just the second time this season. Second one rattles off, no good. A three-point game. Here comes Richmond the other way up the left side. Gets it to Doyle on the left wing, dribbling against Novick. Out to Green, 3 seconds to go. To Barton, drives, fires, shot, no good. That's the ball game. Morehead State, for the first time since March 2019, wins a Division I road game, and the Eagles open their OVC schedule with a 64-61 victory over the Redhawks of Southeast Missouri State. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper, swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve. Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, a wild one in Cape Girardeau, Missouri today as Morehead State's women hold on for a 64-61 victory over the Red Hawks of Southeast Missouri State. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, Wes Holland. Wes, you got to ask the question at the end of the game there. Southeast Missouri down 64-61, and they opt for a layup attempt instead of a three-pointer.
And the craziest part is they almost got bailed out. I mean, there was contact on that. So, yeah, you cannot take a two-point shot in that situation. But then if you do, the Eagles have got to be disciplined enough to just let them have the points on that one. You cannot get up there and get a foul.
Morehead State really won this game on the defensive end, holding Southeast Missouri to only 37% from the field. The Eagles were 1 of 17 from three-point range, turned the ball over 28 times today, and still come away with their first D1 road win since March of 2019.
It was not a pretty game, that is for sure. And you look at the extra possession stats, right? The offensive rebounds, the turnovers. MSU was plus 8 on offensive rebounds, minus 7 on turnovers. Guess what? We ended up with a game that is almost dead stinking even and came down to the last second. So it really... there's a lot of things to build on, a lot of things to work on from that. The defense was exceptional, but as I mentioned before, that will be figured out. They won't be able to play three quarters of the exact same defense the next time they see this team. And really, the thing that I found the craziest on this, 32% of Morehead shots were from three-point range, and they were 1 of 17 on those. So when one-third of your shots you're going 1 of 17 on, it's going to be tough to score, right? You're either going to have to change the composition of your shots or you're going to have to hit more of those, one or the other, or you just don't stand a chance against the really good teams.
Exactly. 64-61, again, the final. Morehead State knocking off Southeast Missouri State. We'll take a break and come back and look at some of the final numbers after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
There's just something about home, especially around the holidays. Whether it's pulling in your driveway at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting with your family by the fireplace and the Christmas tree, there's no place like home. Thank you for helping make this region and the communities we serve home to us. Likewise, we hope that each time that you walk in the door of one of our locations and are greeted by familiar faces, that you too have a sense of home. Merry Christmas from the Hinton Mills team and our families. Your friends at home.
The year may be coming to an end, but the savings just beginning at Allen's IG in downtown Morehead. The value pack of Our Family Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast is just $1.99 a pound. The large 52-ounce jug of Tropicana orange juice is only $3.99. And the fresh ripe avocados are just $1. Great prices, wide selections, friendly service, and always excellent quality is Allen's IGA way of doing business all year long. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
64-61, the final score as Moorhead State's women knock off Southeast Missouri State to open the OVC portion of the Eagles' schedule this season. With the win, the MSU Eagles improved to 6-6 overall on the year and 1-0 in OVC play. Been a while since the Eagles could make that claim, and it feels pretty doggone good. Southeast Missouri falls to 3-10 and 0-2 in early conference action. Looking at some of the numbers quickly, field goal percentage, Moorhead State 40%, Southeast Missouri 37%, the Eagles only 1 of 17 from outside the arc, SEMO 5 of 24, MSU 21 of 29 from the charity stripe, 72%, and the Redhawks were 10 of 12, 83%, but really the Eagles flipped the script there as SEMO loves to get to the line. Moorhead State much more successful doing so today. Turnovers, 28 against Moorhead State, 20 on Southeast Missouri, and the Eagles easily win the rebounding battle today, 43-25, including a 13-6 advantage on the offensive glass. Leading the way for Moorhead State, Katie Novick with 21 points coming off the bench. She was 11 of 14 from the free throw line, hit some big ones, and also had 5 rebounds for Moorhead State. Also in double figures, Haley Rhodes, great game, 7 of 12 from the field, had 9 rebounds as well to go with those 16 points. Skylar Barnes with 8, 6 points for Seki Aroli, 4 for Veronica Charles, 4 as well for Blessing King, 3 for Hall, and 2 for McBride. For Southeast Missouri, 2 players in double-figure scoring. Alicia Doyle had 17 points to go with 5 rebounds. Jalea Green, 15 points and 3 boards on the day. 6 points for Mayfield, 9 for Bowen, 5 for Stevens, 3 apiece for Scion and Richmond, and 2 for Kylie Flowers, who had a very quiet day other than on the defensive end. Again, 64-61, the final score. Moorhead State knocks off Southeast Missouri State. We'll take one more break and come back to wrap things up with women's coverage and then get set for our men's game right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. 64-61, Moorhead State defeats Southeast Missouri State in OVC Women's College basketball action today. Again, with the win, the Eagles improved to 6-6 overall. Nice to be at the 500 mark and 1-0 in conference play. Southeast Missouri now 3-10 overall, 0-2 in its OVC slate. Moorhead State's women will be back in action as part of a women's men's OVC doubleheader at home this coming Thursday evening, 5 o'clock tip time here on the Eagle Sports Network as Tennessee Tech comes to town, 4:45 pregame show, and then the men will open their conference home slate Thursday evening as well, around 7 o'clock also against Tennessee Tech. And don't forget, don't go far, the Moorhead State men opening their OVC schedule here in just a few minutes, also at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau against Southeast Missouri State. For my partner, Wes Holland, and our studio engineer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks for listening. Again, it's Moorhead State 64, Southeast Missouri 61. Talk to you again next time on the Eagle Sports Network.
You
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linux of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.